The fight for our future starts with belief in our nation and its promise, in our future and its potential. Together we answer America's call to win. We are Marines. We were made for this.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac Extra Value Meal for $8. That means two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries, and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
All right. Sitting with me, Alex Clapp. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, we'll throw back every time I get to be with you, but seriously, thank you for answering all my questions and also being a bit of an inspiration for what you do on social media, online stuff. Years ago, I used to knock it, and I believe that was just an excuse for me not putting in the effort, and you have done a great job with that, so kudos.
Appreciate it, and but I'm not sure it's much of the effort versus doing it. I think you should have a lot of credit for a lot of the things you do. I've looked up to you in a lot of things you do.
Yeah, whatever.
Especially your teaching and things.
You just have to be nice on the podcast to me.
So, because you know, I'd say if it needs saying, I'd say it.
Yeah, which is good. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and I would love.
Yeah,
I'm all right at taking constructive criticism.
You just need to do it.
Yeah. So there's. Tony's going off. For those that might not know you, shameless plug, how can they find you?
Alex Clapp Golf on everything.
On everything.
Everything's Alex Clapp Golf. Come find me on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or X now.
Yep.
Excuse me, Mr. Musk, but X. But yeah, everything Alex Clapp Golf. And if you need... I'm always up for helping coaches, as you know.
You are phenomenal with your time, as evident with this little bit. So I like shooting from the hip. I was about to hit record, and I was like, okay, so the one thing that I really appreciate about your content stems probably from what I learned being around Bill Harmon through Tony, of course, who's an incredible instructor. And he went on a little bit of a tangent one time at a golf school, and he talked about how he sees swings as shapes,
okay,
and like motions,
yeah,
right. And I think, like, obviously everybody in this room has a pretty good understanding of the technical pieces of the golf swing and maybe like what it should look like, as do a lot of recreational golfers, for that fact, that might not even be that good. Like, they're people love it, they eat it up, otherwise we wouldn't have a job. But I think what I've seen with your instruction is it's very shape-based. It's not like super positional, and the pieces connect together into like this one little bubble, which I think, you know, I'm biased. I like that. You do a good job at that, and I think that's why you have some success. I don't know if you have to speak into that.
Yes, I mean, I draw a lot of inspiration from applying what the student needs and what's relevant at a relevant time. So very holistic. If somebody needs a sprinkling of Jackson Cohort, I'll give them a little bit of sprinkling of Jackson Cohort. If they need a little sprinkling of Tony, if they need a little sprinkling of Ganga, you know, whatever a student needs at that given moment is what I like to put into their swing. Yes, we're all going to have bias and models that we like to work around, but essentially there's different parts of the game that a lot of that just goes out the window. It doesn't matter how biased we are towards certain pieces. You then need to look at the anatomy and how they can move their body and if they can move it in a certain way. And if they can't, your bias has to go completely out the window. And you have to then teach that person or coach that person. So how do you do it?
Yeah.
Do you do it through different methods? Do you do it through, well, if I give him a little bit, if he's hooking it, I'll give him a little bit of slice? Or there's a lot of different methods that I would use to help that player, which is why I guess you can make swings look prettier aesthetically, I guess. But we need to understand that it's all, always about what happens to the ball.
Correct. Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, we can measure. I measure everything. I measure things on 3D. I measure things with quad. I measure things with wrist angles. But, you know, it's not about looking at these things and looking at red and green and seeing if, okay, red is good or red is bad, green is good. You need to know what applies to every single student.
Yeah.
Right? Which is why, and that's why I really don't agree with. I spoke to somebody last night and he said, oh, you need to add, and he was speaking to a launch, I can't remember who he was speaking to. He was speaking to maybe a launch monitor company. He said, oh, you need to add red and green. And I said, I don't like it. I don't like it. And he said, why? And I said, the problem is, no matter how much you try and convince a student that red doesn't necessarily mean bad for them, the state and the flow state that kind of triggers in their mind for, well, red's not right. It can't be right. So I don't like those parameters where they leave red and green.
Yeah.
You need to know what parameter works for which student. And that's when you look at the golf swinger's shapes. What shape does this player need to apply to hit a certain shot? What piece do I need to add to that golf swing to make it appeal to the shot shape and their intention that they're trying to do? So
really good.
I'm just big into understanding the human's anatomy and giving them what they need at that certain time.
Yeah.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season in Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Insurance may all seem the same on the surface, but having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like getting a speech from your third cousin's plus one at your wedding when you needed a speech from your best man. You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. When it comes to getting the help you need, State Farm is the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
2025. I'm trying to be better at introspection and polishing of myself. Like, these are always super motivating to me.
Yeah.
Around you, around all these great players, coaches, excuse me, and there's some players in here. But like, then I go back home and I kind of get stuck in the same rut.
Yeah.
And I leave and I go get motivated. I go back and I get stuck in the same rut. So, what are some of your ruts or challenges that you've got coming up?
So without going coaching too much into that yet, I think the first thing to understand that when I look at overcoming ruts, I change one thing a month and make it a small habit that I'm going to change that month, right? So regarding
coaching, that can be life, that can be
anything, okay, right? But if it's a rut and I need to get out of it, I basically choose one thing that I want to change that month, and I make sure I go down that path to changing it. So small habits built daily over a month, they're built for the next 12. I'll do another habit the next month.
That's really good.
So if I'm trying then to look at what I'm doing at the moment, I get very much into, I look too much at 3, 4, 5, 6 different things. I think that's great. I need to do that. That's great. I need to do that. And I know you're like that as well. And that's why we obviously we resonate very well with each other. But I look at things and I see them and I'm, that's great. I need to dive into that. And I don't complete the individual task that I should do in the first place. And then I go away from what I like to do, which is building the small habits. I have 5 or 6 then massive projects. And I'm like, how do I complete them all?
Yeah.
And I can't complete them all. So then you make the priority list to completing them. And for me, it's just the current one that's nearing the top of my list is actually generating and gaining a lot better understanding of my work-life balance.
Ugh.
We all suffer with it very much. Very much. And, you know, I could sit.
I am the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I've got 31 lessons that I need to do online. And I'll wake up at 6 in the morning, have to do it for 4 hours before I go to the show. I'll go to the show and it'll finish at 5. And then I got another 30 that I need to do when I finish. So it's understanding that balance and how do I best use my time for family, for friends and things like that. So prioritization, I think, of things is one of my big struggles, but one that if you can make sure you build small habits towards a prioritization, they take care of themselves.
That's really good.
I've got a list of 50 things that I want to do on my phone, you know, in the notes app on your phone, but I don't think I'm anywhere near completing number one yet, but I want to get onto number 20 because I think 20 is the next exciting thing. 20 is going to be the thing. I need to do that. Oh, AI? Yeah, I need to build my AI. No. Let me just build the first thing first. Let me get that done. Let me engage with leads that come in for lessons. Let me engage with students more. And, you know, you'll create a lot bigger business around yourself.
Yeah. Appreciate you sharing that. Really do.
Anytime.
I also think there's a great message for players in there. I'm getting good at the one thing.
Yep.
You know.
What's important right now?
100%. Yeah.
I have plenty of students online that I will say, right, love your golf swing. Here's your problem. This is the first thing you need to fix. Yeah. My analysis of their golf swing might be 3 minutes long. Just so saying, right, this is where you're at, this is what you need to do, and this is what you need to do right now. So do that first.
Yeah. And then come back to me.
Oh. This isn't a 25-minute analysis of what I need to do with my whole golf game.
No.
This is a, you need to do this immediately. And once you've done it, tell me you've done it. Send me a video of you doing it to make sure I know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then when we're at that stage and that change becomes somewhat subconscious, let's do the next bit.
Really good.
Seeing a seeing a golf swing and looking at, yes, I want this to go somewhere for the next 2 years, 3 years, but I'm going to have to just niggle at that bit, obviously dependent on the level as well. Yeah, just like pry at that bit a little bit.
That is a good word.
Just niggle at it a little bit. Just give it a little touch every now and then. Just do another, feel that a little bit more.
Got it.
You know, without being too intrusive to the player. Again, reliant on the level, but it's very much, what can I do right now to get my biggest bang for the buck? All right, what can I do right now that will get this player better immediately? Let me get the buy-in, and then let's take them on a journey. You know, why does a player come back to me after lesson two and say, lesson five, lesson six, lesson eight, and we're still doing the same thing? We've not done it yet.
Yeah.
So keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's why do we want to jump onto next pieces when this is the main piece that we need to fix?
Right. Yeah.
And you're only testing that in an environment that's on the range where they're controlled and they can hit 57 irons in a row.
Yeah.
Then you take them onto the practice screen and they might have a training aid that's helping them do it. And then once they get away from the training aid and that crutch is gone, they go on the course, then they need to do it before they compete. And then when they compete, it's like,
yeah,
all bets are off and it completely changes. And you're like, how do I make sure that what I'm doing right now translates to performance? And the only way I'm going to do that is if I give them little small bits over a longer period of time. And that's why, I'm ranting here, but that's why I have a big admiration for players that stay with coaches and believe in their philosophy over longer periods of time. Not ones that are looking for the magic pill. The magic pill sometimes works. If you go to a coach and they give you something and you fire the next week and you win, but the plan of what that might look like for a longer period of time, there is no plan.
Yep.
There's no plan attached to it.
Yep.
So that's really important to me.
That's good. Alex, appreciate your time, as Anytime. Always.
No, this thanks for having great. Me on, mate. I appreciate it as always. And thank you for everything you do and help me with. And
I can't offer much.
Just continue to build the relationship we've already got, mate.